better. Maybe the score is a little bit different. Maybe we still will lose, but maybe we win as well. But we made a lot of mistakes on our own end. But I think we were able to, learn from those mistakes those first 2 weeks, and correct some things, get some things figured out, and then makes for a better team in the long run. Week three, week four, and so on. So, coming off those losses, we can evaluate our players and evaluate what we're calling offensively, defensively, and special teams wise, and we can make better adjustments and better decisions throughout games.
I know when I talked to Sturgis' coach last week before they played us, he said you guys just basically controlled the ball. They just didn't get many touches, especially in the second half.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun as a coach to sit and watch the third quarter. We get the ball on the kickoff on third quarter there after halftime, and we'd shoot up an 8 minute, almost 9 minute drive, 18 plays, just shoot up the entire clock and limit their number of touches for offense. So that really, kind of plays into what we want to do. We want to control the ball, and we want to, control the clock and, kind of make the pace of the game go the way that we want it to go.
And tell us about your team. I know our coach Strand has said he feels like you got some good depth. You can bring a lot of guys there and not have so many guys playing both ways.
Yeah, we're fortunate enough to get some players that are just one-way players, which could be a little bit of a chore at first to get guys split up and figure out who fits where best and who better fits what we want to do offensively, defensively, that kind of stuff. And it is nice to have that option to have some guys that are just one-way players. But at the same time, some of those guys can come in and rotate on offense or defense, and a lot of them still play special teams. So, yeah, it is nice to have that depth to be able to get our guys off the field and get a break during offense or defense, whichever is on the field, and they can come out fresh for the next series.
Tell us your approach on offense. Kind of touched on already. Looks like you're kind of into ball control.
Yeah, we just want to control the ball. It helps out when the other team doesn't have the ball and they can't be going down scoring points. So for us to just take care of the ball, eliminate fumbles, eliminate turnovers, that kind of stuff. But at the same time, picking up first downs, finding key ways to pick up, third and long, third downs, that kind of stuff. To keep our offense on the field and keep the ball as the opponent's offense demands is big. Doesn't mean it always works out, but at the same time, that's kind of the game plan that we have.
Then defensively, what are some of the things you like to do?
It's kind of the opposite of our offense. We want to try and get three and outs. Get off the field on third down, those kind of things. We want to look to create takeaways, get the ball back into our offense's hand, play fast, play physical, those kind of things defensively. So almost offense, or the opposite of our offense, where we want to try and get off the field on third down and get the ball back in our offense's hand.
Now, Huron Tigers come in some similarities. They lost their first two before winning their last two, and that teams maybe look a little bit alike.
Yeah, I think so. Looking at, they played really well week one against T, only losing by one. They came back. They were down in the second half and came back to just lose by one. And shoot, they almost won it with that 2-point conversion at the end. So they've been in some good games. They've been battling. And like you said, similarly, they lost those two games. And then they're kind of maybe getting some things figured out, getting on a roll here against Brookings, against Sturgis. Big win last week against Sturgis was good for them. We're down most of the game there as well, but they were able to score a long touchdown there in the fourth quarter to get the win. But I think I see a lot of similarities. A couple teams that maybe are a little bit young as far as starters go, and are gaining some experience and gaining some knowledge about how they're supposed to play their positions each week.
Wrap it up with this. I know it's homecoming there and always the coach's favorite week of the season, but again, you just got to make sure we're focused at 7 o'clock Friday night, and I think you leave that up to your leaders and especially your seniors.
Yeah, and we talked on Monday with our starters and our captains about, hey, this week is exciting. Yes, take it all in. Have all the fun that goes with the homecoming week, whether it's coronation, it's volleyball games, soccer matches. We got this thing called a throwdown, all kinds of stuff like that, the pep rally. That's all great. But to keep in mind that the whole week is kind of for us, and to keep focus on what we need to do to make this a really good week for us to go out and get a win on Friday night.
Justin Breeze, head coach of the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. We'll talk to Huron Tiger coach Drew Strand next on Dakota Sports Tiger 95. This Huron Tiger moment is 1978 graduate Dwayne Haugen. Dwayne was the fastest man in South Dakota. He went undefeated in the 100-yard dash in 1976-77 in his senior year of 1978, leading the Huron Tiger boys three consecutive ESC track titles. After that, he went to South Dakota Tech, where in 1980 he had the fastest 100-meter dash time in the country. Dwayne was inducted into the Huron High School Hall of Fame in 2021.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger sports.
We continue our pregame show, getting set for high school football. Aberdeen and the Huron Tigers. Drew Strand, head coach of Huron, joins us now. Huron, like Aberdeen, record of 2-2, coming off a win last week. Nice win on homecoming night, coach. You know, probably a little lower scoring what I expected, but boy, when we needed a play, we got it at the end offensively, and then two defensive stands to end the game.
Yep, I mean, it took us a while to get going offensively. I mean, we drove the ball. We just kind of hurt ourselves there at times. And, you know, we happened to pay off and hit a big play, and that's kind of what our offense does, is kind of grind shallow and go for those big plays. And it happened to work out for us against Sturgis, and just continue that. Homecoming win is an awesome thing for these kids, an awesome thing for the community as well.
You know, and that, you know, offensively, you know, it would have been nice to get another score there in the first half, because we certainly controlled the ball. Second half, I thought we got a little stagnant. Maybe Sturgis had something to do with that, both defensively, and then they were able to hold the ball a little bit. But again, at the end of the day, we give up 10 points, and that's always going to give you a chance to win.
Yep, I mean, they did a good job. You know, the first half, we would have liked definitely to score there, especially coming out. But, you know, we looked at it as going into 7-7 and controlling the clock in that first half wasn't a bad thing for us. Definitely came out a little stale there that second half, but, you know, we found the right guys, moved some guys around, and made some plays happen, and ended up coming away with a win.
You know, and then offensively as well, you know, we did some good things, and if I remember right, this is 3 out of 4 games now we have not given up a sack.
Yep, our O-line's doing a great job in the pass protection stuff, and, you know, our running back's really coming up the fill, and, you know, we just got to continue to help out our quarterback, help out our O-line, and get the ball out quick and bring that pressure off a little bit so their linebackers can't be blitzing us all night. So it's good to be able to do that this season, and we've been doing a great job of that, of, you know, just getting the ball out to our guys in space and letting them get some yards and kind of bring the pressure off of our linemen a little bit.
You know, it's been a work in progress all season, but we are trying to get that run game established a little more. It just seemed to me last week, I just noticed maybe Jackson Reno, Brian Ramirez, maybe pulling a little more and Cashin being a little more patient to let those blocks set up, and it did pay dividends.
Yeah, I mean, we're finally starting to figure out, you know, when we pull guys, our running backs are usually straight downhill runners, so, you know, you kind of got to be patient when we're pulling guys and moving guys around, and they've gotten a lot better at that and seeing their holes, and, you know, hopefully one of these times we'll break some big runs off of these passes and these runs that we've been running. We'd like to see a little bit, you know, more happen and get a bigger run out of some things and get some big runs going just to help out those guys and give those guys some success.
Now, Aberdeen, it is the Golden Eagle homecoming after we won our homecoming last week. Now, Aberdeen, I don't think there's many secrets. You can kind of tell what they want to do, and they pretty much tell you what they want to do.
Yep, I mean, they got some big guys. They got a lot of guys. They just play one way, so they're going to try to grind the clock, and they're going to run the ball. So we just got to find a way to, you know, seize the opportunities when we have the ball on offense and be able to score, whether that's quick or, you know, even offensively, just try to control the ball so they can't. But, yeah, we got to be able to score quick against these guys because they're just going to try to eat the clock. So they're looking at not giving us a lot of time on the clock.
You know, when you look back, they played Sturgis the week before we did, one-score game. Aberdeen wins. We beat Sturgis by one-score game. So mathematically, it looks like, you know, we're pretty similar.
Yeah, I would say us three teams are all pretty similar here. We're grinding kind of for those middle spots. And, you know, this is a huge game for us and how we want to finish and where we want to be at the end of the season. So we kind of go into this game, you know, with everything we got, and we're going to throw everything at them we can to win this game.
And wrap it up with this. Sounds like you've been telling the boys all week, you know, we have an opportunity that presents ourselves. Now we're 2-2. We go into a game against Aberdeen. Both teams need it. But just getting the split there in the first four games, you know, that's a good step here. Now we just have to keep making progress.
Yep, the goal now is to just try to get above 500. You know, with those first two losses we had, we were trying to reach back and try to get back to 500. But, you know, this team's got the pieces and this team's going to be successful. So these guys got to believe in it and just keep grinding and try to show everybody, you know, that we're a team now and we can get above that 500 and kind of really change the mentality of here on football here.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger Football. Lineups, the flip, the anthem all coming up, then the kickoff on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
South Dakotans, due to the recent flood, hail, and windstorms, many of you have damage and are in need of making repairs. When it comes to making the decision of who to hire to complete the repairs, you should always check with the Department of Revenue to ensure they're licensed to do business in South Dakota. And you should check with Consumer Protection to see if any complaints have been filed against the company. And finally, never sign anything until you read all the details. Rule of thumb, when someone knocks on your door to sell you a product or service, they need to provide you with a 3-day right to cancel. Go to consumersd.gov and look under Transient Vendors or call 800-300. 1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
My name is Peyton Bischoff. I am number 14 for the Huron Tigers, and I play wide receiver.
Cashman Caudill, number 15, running back, outside linebacker.
Ethan Bush, number 21, wide receiver and safety.
Gavin Moding, number 23, wide receiver and defensive back.
CJ Ganey, number 18, wide receiver, defensive back.
Tyson Fitzer, number 24, wide receiver, linebacker.
Holden Haig, number 32, middle linebacker, tight end.
Ethan Olsen, 42, safety, running back.
Okay, two, number 51, offensive line, defensive end.
William Davis, 54, DN, and left tackle.
Jake Shear, 60, O-line, D-line.
Lockerpa, 2, 65, offensive and defensive lineman.
Connor Johnson, 75, right guard, DN.
D. Jackson Reynolds, number 78, O-line, D-line.
Brian Ramirez, a.k.a. Chumley, number 79, offensive guard and nose tackle.
Nick Kleinsasser, number 89, and kicker.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. We're in Aberdeen getting set for the Tigers and the Golden Eagles. Starters on offense for Aberdeen. Wide receivers, Cooper Eisenbeis and Brody Aesop. Tight end is Joey Dahlman. Running backs are Avery Ligon and Austin Erickson. The quarterback is Parker Lamer. Along the line, the tackles are Riker Meister and Bryce Beetlespacker. The guards, A.J. Prane and Andrew Jurgensen. And the starting center is Samson Flaccus. For the Huron Tigers, Colt McNeil will be the quarterback. The running back, Cashin Caudill. Wide receiver, C.J. Ganey. Gavin Moding and Logan Leyendecker tight end. I believe Bubba Peterson will get the start there. On the line for the Huron Tigers, the center is the Jackson Reno. The guards, Chumley, Brian Ramirez, and Connor Johnson. And the tackles are Sean Myers. And, of course, I'm missing one here, Hunter Fenske. Drew Strand, head coach of the Tigers. And, again, Justin Breeze, head coach of Aberdeen Central. As we have the introductions in the books, it is homecoming here in Aberdeen for now. There's no weather that seems to be foreboding as all. In fact, we We even have some partly cloudy skies here to kick off. Many games did get an early start, but they stuck with 7 o'clock here. And right now, so far, so good as we're getting set to kick off. And checking to see, we must be about ready for the anthem here. So we'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, return here to Aberdeen. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And again, good evening. We're back in Aberdeen. The flip taking place on the 50-yard line. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. A couple of finals in the area. Hitchcock Tulare shut out Sunshine Bible this afternoon, 52-0. That was always scheduled in the afternoon. Sunshine Bible does not have lights. Woolsey Westington wins their homecoming game as they defeat Coleman Egan, 41-14. Warbirds scored on their first offensive snap and never looked back in getting the win. They did move that up from a 7 o'clock kickoff to a 4 o'clock kickoff in hopes of beating the weather. A couple other scores in double A. Sioux Falls Jefferson rolling over Mitchell 63-0. That's early third quarter. And the surprise of the night, not that Yankton's winning, but they are winning convincingly. Early third quarter, Yankton 37, T area 6. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron won the flip. They will take the ball to open up the game. Now, there is a wind, but it's just about a crosswind. The field here is north and south, and looks like pretty much a east, maybe slightly southeast wind. So it's going to be mainly a crosswind, so it could still have an effect, especially if you're trying to throw those deep outs into the wind. But again, that will be something just to watch here moving forward. Huron wearing all white tonight with orange numbers and letters, some orange and black trim, black helmets. Aberdeen wearing their home royal blue with gold numbers, gold stripes, blue helmets, white pants with a blue and gold stripe. I do again for the fifth straight game, the opposing uniforms, I do like them because you can see the numbers. Now, remember last year I was having all kinds of difficulty with Aberdeen's road jerseys at Tiger Stadium. They were white with gold numbers, and boy, they were just hard to see. So nice to see they have good legible numbers. Kicking off, Joey Dahlman for the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. Thackeray Hansen is back deep, and I believe Gavin Moding for the Tigers. You're on to my right, and Aberdeen to my left, and we are ready for Football Friday Night. The kick, left-handed or left-footed kick, will be fielded at the 15-yard line by Hanson, I believe. Now reverses field left side. No, that's C.J. Gainey. Gainey puts a shoulder down all the way up to the 36. First time I remember C.J. Gainey being in on the kick return team. He gets a nice return all the way up to the 35-yard line, and that's where Colt McNeil will take over the Huron offense. First and 10. They're just about directly in front of me. I'm about at the 40-yard line going to the south end zone. Here on comes two receivers right, one left, and the shotgun for McNeil. Again, Bubba Peterson gets the start at wing/tight end. And a straight drop, and the throw over the middle is complete. Demoting, 45, spins forward up to about the 48. Just a nice slant in there, and Moting made the catch. The pass right on the money, and a quick first down for the Huron Tigers up to the 47-yard line. That's a gain of 12. Again, the ball comes out quick. That's one of the reasons, and of course the O-line is the other reason, but Huron, three of the four games, has not given up a sack. First and 10 up to the 47-yard line for Huron. And McNeil going to swing it out. Caudill, he's got some room, turns the corner, 50, 45 in Aberdeen territory, and he'll get a first down. Boy, that right flat was wide open, and it was a while before there was even contact between Caudill and a Aberdeen player. And Huron quickly to the Aberdeen 42-yard line. That's a gain of 10 and a quick first down again for the Huron Tigers. First and 10, again a throw, swing it to the left side, demoting this time, and he's going to be hemmed in this time, makes one guy miss, and he'll get a yard or two out of it. Nice little juke move there to at least get a little yardage on that, or I guess... I take that back. He got back pretty much to the line of scrimmage. That's it, but he avoided a loss. No gain on the play. It'll be second and 10 for Huron from the Aberdeen 42-yard line. So Huron early, quickly in Aberdeen territory, second and 10 from the 42 motion. They'll fake to a Moting. Caudill going right, and he's going to caught behind the line for the loss. First run of the game for the Tigers, and that was snuffed out by one of the interior linemen for Aberdeen. Samson Flaccus flexed his muscle. Loss of two on the play. It'll be third and 12 for Huron back at the Aberdeen 44-yard line. We're just underway. Haven't played quite 2 minutes. You can hear the rumbling in the background. I'm on the Aberdeen side of the field. Third and long for Huron. Shotgun McNeil, straight drop, has time, rolls it to the right. Looking, going to throw deep, and that's dangerous, incomplete. It was intended for Gainey, but he was well covered there deep by Jet Carlson. Fourth down, and the punt unit comes in for Huron. Looked like McNeil would add some room to run there, but the linebackers are kind of waiting for him to do that. He would have got some positive yardage, I think, but it would have been a struggle for him to get the first down. And Colby Hofer will kick the ball away for the Huron Tigers. One man back deep to receive for Aberdeen. That is Cooper Eisenbeis. Nice end-over-end kick. Eisenbeis gets it at the 14. Tries to go to the left and tripped up, and he's still on his feet. Now he's coming to the near side, and he'll be tackled at about the 23-yard line. In on the tackle for the Huron Tigers was number 25, Landon Hulst. And it's first and 10 for Aberdeen. And was there a penalty marker on the play? The officials are having a gathering right where the ball is being spotted. Now, a couple of Huron players are pointing, and Aberdeen backing up. Will be Aberdeen ball, but it was a penalty on the return. So there's your first penalty of the game, unsportsmanlike on Aberdeen. So that'll be a half the distance job, about 12 yards on the penalty. But Aberdeen will get the ball first and 10 with 9:42 to go in the first quarter, and Aberdeen with the ball at their own 12-yard line. In Aberdeen, if it goes their way, they want to run the ball. Lager, quarterback under center. Now he's going to throw on first down. Well, now he's in trouble, and Ramirez after him. Now he gets the throw off, and it'll be a gain up to about the 11. Ramirez got in there, had a shot at the receiver. And the catch man trying to see who that was. I'm not 100% sure. I think it was Brody Aesop. No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10, but they did avoid the sack as Ramirez had a shot at Lamer, but was not able to get over to the ball. Second and 10 from the 12-yard line for Aberdeen on their first possession of the game. 3 minutes gone here in the first quarter. And inside handoff to Erickson, the fullback, going back the left side. He's up to the 20. And still on his feet, finally gets thrown back at about the 20-yard line. That'll be a gain of 8, set up a third and short for the Huron Tigers. Gavin Moding in on the stop for Huron. It's like Charlie Martin, who's getting the start at nose guard. He helped out as well. Oh, it's enough for a first down. I thought he was a couple yards short, but he is right up to the first down. So a gain of 10 and a first down for Aberdeen Central. First and 10 at their own 22. Now they shift. They have a wing to the left. Here comes motion. That's Aesop. He'll stop right side. And Lamer just going to keep it himself. Turns a corner and he gets dropped back at the 21-yard line. Good tackle coming in from the linebacker position. That was Colby Hofer on the stop. And they do give him back to the 22. No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10 for the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. 7:49 to go first quarter. Huron got a couple of first downs, but then the drive sputtered. Now Aberdeen with their first possession, they have a first down. Faced now with a second and 10 from the 22-yard line. Slot right, one receiver left, and the pistol formation. Lamer going to turn, roll to the right, and it's intercepted. Colby Hofer with the interception takes it to the 15. Big play for Huron. First and 10. Colby Hofer kind of just lulled him in there. Lamer is just making what he thought was going to be a short, safe pass. Interception, and Colby Hofer gives Huron some great field position with 7:28 to go in the first quarter. Colby Hofer with the interception. Huron will have the ball first and 10 at the Aberdeen 16. Got to get points out of this when you get this type of opportunity. First and 10, wing left, two receivers left. And hand up, no, McNeil going to keep it. One man to beat and can't beat him. Boy, there's just one guy out there on contain. If McNeil could get around him, he had a lot of green to go, but that was played nicely by the linebacker on that side. Ends up being a loss of one, had the potential to be a good play, but well played by Aberdeen's defense. It'll be second and 11 with the ball at the 17-yard line. Two receivers left, one right. Looks like they're doubling on Moding. And McNeil looking. He's going to step up, throw short, and in and out of the hands of Bubba Peterson. He was open inside the 10-yard line. McNeil again moving the pocket. Got to make that catch. Not sure if he was going to score, but he was going to get inside the 10 easily. Instead, it's third and 11 at the 17-yard line. Clock stopped at 6:47 to go in the first quarter. No score, Aberdeen. Huron trying to convert on a turnover. Trips left, one receiver right. McNeil looking left, will throw short, pass complete. Just a short gain to Ethan Bush to about the 10-yard line. It'll be fourth down. And we'll see what the decision is here. Looks like the offense going to stay on the field as the ball up to the 11-yard line. So that's a gain of 6. And it's going to be 4th and 5 for Huron from the 11-yard line. Huron will go for it. 6:16 to go in the first quarter. No score. Huron, a big play here early on. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Shotgun for McNeil. And there's a, what, they had a jump, but they say he did not get into the neutral zone. Now what do we have? Delay a game on Huron. Well, there was a definite jump by one of the defensive ends, but evidently did not get into the neutral zone because the flag did not come out. Then the flag does come out on delay a game on Huron. And so that'll back it up to the 17. Now we're at 4th and 10 from the 17. And again, Huron still going to go for it here. 4th and 10 from the 17. Big play here for Huron again. Sure, a little grumbling. There was no penalty thrown on the jump by Aberdeen, but if they're not in the neutral zone, that doesn't matter. McNeil on the roll, looking. He'll throw. There's a pass back of the end zone, touchdown, but a flag on the play, and I imagine this is going to come back. Catch was made in the back of the end zone, and that was Moding, but holding on Huron will wipe out the touchdown. McNeil was very close to being over the line of scrimmage as well. So huge call there. And the marker came out right about the time McNeil was throwing the ball. So now it's still fourth down, but now we're back to the 25-yard line, and it's going to be fourth and 20 from the 25. 5:51 to go, first quarter, no score. Huron had an opportunity here with the interception, but now a penalty puts them really far back and also takes a touchdown off the board. Fourth and 20, McNeil in the shotgun, trips right. McNeil will step up in some trouble, skirts away, looking, throws back, and it's intercepted. He tried to throw back across his body to Bush, and it's intercepted by Aberdeen with the pick, Cordell Reilich. And so each quarterback now has an interception. And Aberdeen averts a issue there as they keep Huron out of the end zone after Huron had the good field position. Be first and 10 for Aberdeen. They'll have it at their own 17-yard line. Bush was in on the stop for Huron as well. First and 10, straight up the middle, and this is going the distance. All the way down the field, Brody Asaf, touchdown. Or check that, that was number 19, Avery Ligon. He went the distance, just straight up the middle. And an 81-yard touchdown for Avery Ligon. So after Huron fails to get on the board, a huge play by Aberdeen, and they're up 6-0. 5:33 to go in the first quarter. And the extra point on the way for Aberdeen. Kick is up by Dolman. It is good. 7-0 Aberdeen. 5:33 to go first quarter. Timeout of 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
And Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You can work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, it was nothing fancy by Aberdeen, just straight up the middle. Ligon just split the defense, and I don't know if anybody ever laid a glove on him as he sprinted 81 yards for the touchdown, and Aberdeen is up 7-0 after the extra point, and now they will kick off two here on as Dolman gets set to kick the ball away. For the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. Oh, that hurts. You get the interception, you're in the red zone, don't score, and after you turn it over on downs, one play, Aberdeen in the end zone. High kick going to be picked out of there at the 20 by Caudell. Following his blockers, breaks one tackle, past the 30. Finally going to get stuffed at the 33-yard line. That's where the Huron Tigers will take over, first and 10. I did throw an interception there on that fourth down play, but again, just trying to make a play happen was McNeil. On the 4th and 20 again, boy, you just think back, that holding call negated a touchdown for Huron. 1st and 10 at the 33-yard line for the Huron Tigers, now down 7-0, wing right, slot left, up the middle is Caudell. He breaks through, he's got some room to the 50, sideline 40, 35, stiff arm, he's going to be pushed out of bounds by Oliver Reif, but a big run by Caudell, and he's into Aberdeen territory again, all the way down to the 32-yard line of Aberdeen. That's a 35-yard run for Cashin Caudell, and a first down, third of the game for Huron, and Huron right back on the Aberdeen end of the field. First and 10 at the 32-yard line. Of course, going to that north end zone, and that's where I have trouble getting my video stream going. Here's the flip out left, Moting, a bubble screen, breaks through from one guy inside the 30, knocked out of bounds. He'll be close to the 25. Basically, it was just Moting on a bubble screen. C.J. Ganey, a one-on-one block. Moting was able to use that to get some yardage out of it. He's going to get 9, it looks like, down to the 23-yard line. Going to be 2nd and 1, probably 2nd and less than 1 for Huron. Ball at the Aberdeen 23-yard line. Second and one, and McNeil wants to pass. Has the pump. Now looking back at the end zone, Ganey was open. Now instead he throws short, and Moting comes back to get the ball for a first down at about the 15. C.J. Ganey was open there briefly, but I think McNeil just thought, you know what, I don't like how that looks, and we're just going to throw short. Reception for Moting, and another first down for Huron at the 12-yard line. So gain of 12 on the play. And handoff inside Caudell. Boy, he runs into a couple of linemen, and he gets flipped over backwards. That was snuffed out immediately. One of the two in on the stop for Aberdeen was Felipe Gonzalez. Loss of a yard on the play. It'll be 2nd and 11 for Huron again in the red zone. Ball now at the 15-yard line for 2nd and 11. Now the officials are coming in for something. Well, clock's still rolling. I'm not sure what we're doing here. Oh, I think McNeil's trying to tie his shoe. So just something simple like that. 2nd and 11 for Huron back at the 15-yard line. Again in Aberdeen red zone for the second time. Shotgun McNeil. And McNeil straight drop, looking. Nobody open. Rolls it to the right, and he's just going to throw it away. Incomplete. It'll be 3rd and 11 for Huron back at the 15-yard line. 4 minutes exactly to go in the first quarter. Aberdeen up 7-0. They hit on a big play. The first play after getting a nice defensive stand after an interception deep in Aberdeen territory. Of course, a penalty was a big part of that as well for the Tigers. A hold wiped out a touchdown. 3rd and 11 for Huron, most likely 2-down territory if they don't get it here. 3rd and 11 from the 15-yard line. Shotgun, McNeil looking left. He's going to throw it deep to the corner, and incomplete, overthrew everybody there. That was intended for Ganey, 4th down, and Huron obviously going to go for it again. Already 11 pass attempts for Colton McNeil. He has completed 6 of them, has the one pick, obviously. Well, Huron definitely has the time of possession advantage, but part of that is Aberdeen scored on one play. Fourth and 11 for Huron. Need to convert on these opportunities. Fourth and 11 from the 15-yard line. McNeil, straight drop. Here comes the rush. Going to roll it to the right. Now getting away. He's just going to throw it up for grabs, and it's out of bounds, and Aberdeen's defense holds again. The rush came in off that left side by Jet Carlson. And again, Huron gives it up on downs inside the Aberdeen 20-yard line. 3:48 to go. First quarter, Aberdeen leading Huron 7-0. Golden Eagles will take over first and 10 at their own 15-yard line. Eagles quickly up to the line here on the first and 10 play. Erickson is the single man in the backfield. Lamer wants to throw, pass is complete. Eisenby's far sideline, and he'll be dropped after a gain of about 8 on the play. Holden Hague in on the stop defensively. Holden was a question mark coming into the game, but he is playing, I think, mainly defense only. Gain of 7 on the play. Second down and 3 for Aberdeen at the 22-yard line, and we have an injured Aberdeen Central Golden Eagle, so we have an official's timeout. 3:31 to go, first quarter, 7-0 Aberdeen. We'll take a break, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
We are back at Aberdeen Central, Golden Eagle Field. I think that's what they call this place. I think something's named after a former AD, Gene Brownell, out here as well. I'm Jeff Duffy. It's 7-0 Aberdeen with 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter. No threatening weather as near as I can tell, although I'm facing the east, so I can't see if anything's brewing from the west. Right now, boy, the Aberdeen player is still down, and it is the quarterback. That's what I was wondering. Parker Lamer is the injured Aberdeen Central Golden Eagle, so that means the backup quarterback going to come into the game, and looks like that is going to be number 13, Michael Anderson. He is a junior, and Aberdeen will go to their backup here as Lamer is the injured player. Didn't know what happened to him, but I assume he got hit after he threw the ball, because he was under pressure when he got the pass over to Eisenbys, and he is not putting much weight at all on that right leg. So Aberdeen's starting quarterback is out, at least for the time being. And Michael Anderson, a junior, will take over at quarterback now for the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. 3:31 to go here, first quarter. Aberdeen up 7-0 over the Huron Tigers. Lamer being helped off with assistance from two coaches. Will be second and 3 for Aberdeen from the 22-yard line. Once they get Lamer off the field. First things first here for Aberdeen. Anderson just coming into the game cold. Make sure you can secure the snap. He's under center. I formation on the second down. Fake the pitch. Quick hitter up the middle to the fullback Erickson, and he'll fall forward for the first down to about the 28-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play for Erickson. And the second first down here of the first quarter for Aberdeen. First and 10 Aberdeen from the 28-yard line of Huron. Now single man in the backfield, that is Ligon. And he'll take the pitch coming to the white, and some penetration, and Cashin Caudill will take him down at about the 22. Caudill came in free, and he had to wrap him around a couple of times, but he does make the play that will be, well, they're actually... Well, they actually put the ball up to, okay, there it is, 24. I got mixed up there. Loss on the play of 4 yards. It'll be second and 14. Was looking at the wrong yard line there. Second and 14 for Aberdeen from their own 24-yard line inside of 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Have two backs in the backfield. Now Erickson slides from left to right. High snap, but they get the handoff up the middle Ligon, and he's going to be stacked up at about the 28. Caudill in on the stop, had some help from his teammates. On the bottom of that was Mason Juergens. Juergens gets the tackle. And gain of 5 on the play for Ligon. It'll be 3rd and 9 from the 29-yard line. So do you give the quarterback just in the game a chance to throw the ball? Thing I have noticed, Anderson only 5'7", not a tall guy back there, and they're going to go pistol formation here on 3rd and 9 from the 29. And he looks to pass. He's going to throw deep near sideline, overthrows it, and in and out of the hands. Gavin Moding had a chance to pick it. He was the only guy that really had the opportunity. The pass was intended for Colby Dowan, but again, that was right there for that was right there for Moding to catch. A quick snap here, and there's the punt. Fair catch, and going to be bobbled, but Huron will get it at the 30. I believe that was Moding. And it'll be 1st and 10 for Huron, back at about their own 30-yard line. Minute 22 to go, first quarter. Aberdeen 7, Huron 0, as Aberdeen takes over. Spot the ball right at the 30-yard line of Huron. Huron's been able to move the ball, but can't punch it in. Had two trips inside the 20-yard line with no points to show for it. 1st and 10 from the 30-yard line for the Tigers. Hand off straight up the middle. Caudill has 5, has close to 10 yards. Erickson catches him from behind. Cash and Caudill getting some yardage on the ground. That'll be a gain of 10 and a first down for Huron. Huron now with 5 first downs here in the first quarter. Huron already over 8 minutes of time of possession here. 1st and 10 Huron now up to the 40-yard line, right in front of me. And McNeil will throw that bubble screen. Gainey this time cuts in, 45. He'll get some good yardage. Again, close to the first down. See where they spot it? Close to the 50. Tackle made by Braden Comstock. Again, rhythm passing there. Bubble screen this time to Gainey. Gate of 9. It'll be 2nd and 1 for Huron from their own 49-yard line. We're down to 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Huron with a 2nd and 1 from the 49. Two receivers go right, one left. And McNeil to pass, looking, will be flushed out to the left. He's going to throw it, pass complete. Bubba Peterson down to the 38. That'll be a first down for Huron. McNeil, I think, could have got the first down with his legs, but then he saw Bubba downfield and gets a little more yardage out of it that way, all the way up to the 39-yard line, gain of 11, and a 1st and 10 for Huron. Clock stopped as Peterson was knocked out of bounds, so at least one more snap here before the end of the first quarter. Be 1st and 10 Huron at the Aberdeen 39-yard line. Huron a little slow getting the play in, and one thing I like here, they do have the play clock, so I can see how much is left. And they're down to 7 seconds on the play clock. 1st and 10 Huron from the Aberdeen 39. And handoff up the middle. Caudill, again, patient, past the 40 or 35. He'll get about 5 on the play, and that should wrap up the first quarter. Tackle made for Aberdeen, Bodie Tracy. And that ends the first quarter. Gain of 5. It'll be 2nd and 5 when we come back. 7-0 Aberdeen leads. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Second and five for Huron, and a deep pass. McNeil going to Ganey and incomplete, a little overthrown, played nicely defensively by Rife for Aberdeen. That'll set up third and five from the 34-yard line. Took the shot at the end zone. When we get closer to the end zone, it's a little harder, I think, to get the passing game going because there's not as much room. So they thought, well, let's air it out from the 34. But again, well defended by Rife. Third and a five from the 34-yard line for Huron. Two receivers right, one left, wing left, and handoff. Caudell up the middle, runs into a lineman, and he won't go anywhere. He was stood up by a pair of Golden Eagles. In on the stop was Jack Birch. He was not the first one in there. I believe the other man in was Tate Huff. Fourth and six, that's going to be a loss of 1 yard on the play for Caudell. Fourth and six for Huron back at the 35-yard line again. Huron's been able to get the ball in Aberdeen territory, but the drives are sputtering. Can they convert here? Fourth down, McNeil throws short, the ball tipped and incomplete. Never got to the intended target, and once again, Huron gives it up on downs in Aberdeen territory. And the Golden Eagles will take over with 11-11 to go in the first half. Huron's held the ball for almost 9 minutes in the first quarter, but nothing to show for it. Aberdeen will take over first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. In the backup quarterback remains in. That is Michael Anderson. As Lamer is just sitting on the trainer's table talking to a couple of the trainers. First and 10 at the 35-yard line. Hand off, second man through Ligon, and he'll fall forward to about the 39-yard line. Stack of Tiger tacklers there on the bottom was Holden Haig. Had some help from some of his friends as well. Gain of four for Avery Ligon. It'll be second down and six from the 39-yard line. Ligon ripped off that 81-yard touchdown for the only score of the game. Second and six, Aberdeen, from their own 39-yard line. Receivers left and right, and under center is Anderson as Ligon is the deep back. Now Erickson shifts from left to right as a wing back, and Ligon goes left, bobbled it, and he's going to be hit in the behind the line, but Huron doesn't wrap up, and he ends up getting about 3 yards on the play. Hunter Fenske with the stop, but Huron should have had him back for a loss of about three or four. Instead, don't wrap up. Ligon keeps the legs moving, and he'll get a gain of about four out of the play, set up a third and two for the Golden Eagles from the 43. Got to wrap up those mixed, especially against Aberdeen. They want to run the ball. You got to wrap up and make the stop when you get the chance. Third and two from the 43-yard line for the Golden Eagles. We're inside of 10 minutes to go in the first half. Aberdeen 7, Huron 0. Now they'll go a power eye and now a timeout in Aberdeen. Is this a timeout, Aberdeen, or officially? Yep, timeout, Aberdeen. Didn't like the way the formation looked. Timeout, Aberdeen, 9:32 to go, first half, 7-0 lead. Golden Eagles will be 3rd-and-2 when we come back after this 30-second break on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Yankton and T area starting to tighten up a bit, although they're late in the game. Yankton leading 37-26. Pierno up 21-0 on Watertown. They're still in the first quarter. Brookings up on Douglas 7-0. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. 3rd-and-2, Aberdeen from the 43. Power eye, handoff to Erickson. He'll slide forward, just get the first down. He got that on some second effort. Haig in there on the stop again for Huron, but Huron defended it well, but not well enough. A gain of 3 for Erickson, and Aberdeen picks up their third first down here of the first half. And Eagles leading 7-0. They'll have it 1st-and-10 just past their own 45-yard line. And Huron's been able to move the ball, but it's one of those that kind of in between the 30s. But now Aberdeen thrown a bit of a loop as they have their backup quarterback in. But so far, so good. 1st-and-10 and look like a jump on the old line. And that will cost Aberdeen 5 yards. Second penalty, now 17 yards on the Golden Eagles. Now that's something you have to take advantage of if you're the Huron Tigers. Instead of 1st-and-10, 1st-and-15. Aberdeen runs the ball anyway, and with the backup quarterback, not sure how anxious they are to put the ball in the air. And again, I mean, Anderson is short. He's 5'7", but obviously have skills. That's why he's the backup. Pistol formation, and Anderson going to throw. Throws over the middle. It's complete. Gets about 7 yards on the play. Just a nice safe pass there for the Golden Eagles. Catch was made by Cooper Fosher. And get the ball up to the 48-yard line. So that's a gain of 8. Second down and 7 for Aberdeen. So that's kind of what you want if you're Aberdeen on the first down play. Again, Anderson to pass, going to throw short. The pass complete, and the tackle made by Juergens right where the receiver caught it at the 50. That's going to set up a 3rd-and-5. Nice open field tackle there by the sophomore safety, Mason Juergens. And a 3rd-and-5, actually 3rd-and-4, they do give him the 49-yard line. So 3rd-and-4 from the 49 for Aberdeen. After the gain of 3, so Tiger defense need to make a play here. Get yourself off the field. 3rd-and-4, Aberdeen. They'll go pistol formation again. And again, Anderson wants the pass. Going to swing it out to Ligon. And boy, he had Holden Haig bearing in on him. And I think he took an eye off the ball because of that. Haig still put a lick on him as the ball bounced off of Ligon's hands. 4th down, and Aberdeen will bring the punt unit in. Now it is 4th and 4 near midfield, so for Huron, make sure you don't jump. And the snap is there. The kick is high and short, angling off to the right side, takes a bounce, takes another, now takes a backwards bounce, and Aberdeen will finally down it at the 29. And boy, you got to get on top of that once it starts bouncing the wrong direction. So Huron gained a couple of yards by that happening. 7:11 to go in the first half. Aberdeen 7, Huron 0. And the Tigers will have the ball here for a 5th possession. They punted once at an interception and have given it up on downs twice. 1st and 10 from the 29 for the Huron Tigers. And now they're telling Aberdeen Cordell Reichlich has to come off for one reason or another. I don't know if he's got some blood or what. So that does some shifting in the secondary is coming in for Aberdeen as Carson Borg. First and 10 at the 29-yard line for the Huron Tigers. And handoff up the middle. Cordell, he breaks, guys the right sideline. He gets loose, 50, 45, and finally hogtied from behind down to the 37. Tackle made by Aberdeen, Braden Comstock, but Huron running the ball the best they have all season. That's a gain of 32 yards for Cordell, and a first down, and just like that, Huron's back in Aberdeen territory. First and 10 at the 39-yard line, but you need to take advantage of it. Thackeray Hansen comes in at running back as Cordell will take a break after having the long run. First and 10 at the 39 for Huron, and it'll be Hansen up the middle, charges through past the 35, running hard down to the 33. Again, the best Huron has run the ball this year is Thackeray Hansen gets about five. Jack Birch on the stop for the Golden Eagles, gain of five, second and five for Huron from the Aberdeen 34-yard line. 6:20 to go in what's been a very quick first half so far. It is going to be a long halftime since it is homecoming here for the Golden Eagles. Second and five from the 34. And again, handoff, and it's Hansen up the middle, breaks through. He's going to get down to the 31. Looks like he'll be 2 yards shy of the first down, be third and two. Tackle made for Aberdeen, Cordell Reichlich, who's quickly back into the game. So third and two for Huron from the 31-yard line. Hansen, a pair of carries for 8 yards. Third and two from the 31-yard line. Hansen still in at running back. Third and two here for Huron. Two down territory, I'm sure. Now the officials are huddled over the football for some reason. And now they're telling another Aberdeen defensive player to come off the field. Jet Carlson, what that's all about, I don't know. Is it a uniform infraction? I'm not sure what this is. That's the second time on this possession an Aberdeen player on defense has been told to go off the field. And now the white hat is over to talk to Coach Breeze on the Aberdeen sideline, and I don't have a clue to what this is all about. For now, it's third and two from the 31. Both teams are lined up. Or if they're going to put a little time back up on the clock, I think that's what they're going to do. Right now we're at 5:27, but we're looking up at the clock. And evidently the white hat's field mic is not working because he was kind of patting it. Yep, they put 15 seconds back on the clock. So 5:42 now to go in the first half. Huron still has a third and two after all that. And now we're having another conversation in the middle. Now they're telling Hunter Fenske he has to go off the field. Evidently, we have the fashion police out there for our officiating crew today. So Sean Myers will come in at right tackle for Myers as it's third and two. And finally, we get to snap the ball. Hand off and up the middle. Hansen, he should have the first down, blasted forward to about the 28. Just power running by the Huron Tigers on the tackle for Aberdeen. Jaden Bigler, but Huron moves the sticks. Gain of three, and it'll be first and 10 for Huron. Eighth first down of the first half. Three consecutive runs by Thackeray Hansen. And first and 10 Huron from the Aberdeen 28-yard line. Again, Huron's been here pretty much every possession, but have not been able to finish any drive. Empty backfield for McNeil brings Cordell in motion. Jet sweep, and he's going to be dropped for a loss back at the 34. Never had a chance as one of the big linemen up the middle had big penetration, beat the blocker. And that was Bryce Biedelsbacher. I'm going to put the ball back to the 33-yard line. That's a loss of five. First time I've seen that this year where we try the jet sweep with Cordell. Usually it's been Moding that has run that, but now Huron back to a second and 15 back at the 33-yard line. And off up the middle, Cordell, not much. Maybe back up to the 29. Gets a gain of four, and it's third and long for Huron. Well, they put the ball back at the 30. It's going to be 3rd and 12 for Huron at the 30-yard line. Clock continues to roll with 4:10 to go here in the first half. Huron has all three timeouts, but of more importance, got to convert the first down again. You don't have to get all of it, but it would be nice to get some positive yardage here on 3rd down from the 30-yard line. McNeil straight drop. They have the middle screen set up to Caudell, but that was blown up. Was one block away, but coming in to stop that in its tracks was the middle linebacker Bodie Tracy, and maybe a gain of one on the play. Maybe a little slow in developing as well, but bottom line is you got to block because Aberdeen read it. And Tracy doesn't get through there. I think there's a chance for Caudell to get some positive yardage instead. 4th and 11 at the Aberdeen 29-yard line. Can Huron convert? Gainey right, two receivers left, wing right on 4th and 11. And handoff up the middle. No play action. Throwing up the middle and the pass knocked away. Intended for Moding. He had a slap. Moding thought he was interfered with, but looked like a pretty good defensive play from here. And once again, Aberdeen holds here on three times down inside the Aberdeen 30 and have given it up on downs all three times. 3:10 to go in the first half. 7-0. Aberdeen. Huron holds the ball for 4 minutes and 1 second. They have a huge time of possession advantage, but again, just can't finish drives. First and 10, Aberdeen at the 29-yard line with 3:10 to go in the first half. Anderson under center, just got one man deep. That's Erickson. He'll take the handoff, has a head of steam, but just a couple of yards on the carry. As the tackle made by Colby Hofer, help from C.J. Gainey. Erickson will get two on the play. It'll be 2nd and 8 from the 31-yard line. 7-0, the difference. Aberdeen, a big play after they held Huron deep in their own territory, and then after Huron turned it over, first play, it was Avery Ligon with a 81-yard touchdown. And there's some jumping and a penalty marker out, and they're going to say encroachment Huron. That's the call Huron didn't get when they wanted it back in the first quarter. And then a walk-off 5 yards on Huron. Third penalty, 20 yards against the Huron Tigers, and now Aberdeen has a 2nd and 3 from the 36-yard line. I think that was designed. They were trying to get Huron to jump, and now Huron going to use a defensive timeout. 2:24 to go in the first half. Aberdeen 7, Huron 0. Timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Huron uses their first timeout of the game. It'll be 2nd and 3 Aberdeen from their own 36 after Aberdeen gets Huron to jump. 7-0 Aberdeen leading. Huron's had the ball, but again haven't been able to finish possessions. And now what do we have? The Aberdeen band is lining up, and evidently the officials don't like where they're lining up. They're in that south end zone getting set for the halftime show. I don't think I've ever seen them do that. I'm not sure what that's about. 2nd and 3 from the 36 for Aberdeen. And Ligon coming off the left, hit in the backfield. Bubba Peterson, the first man there. Got some help from Cashin Caudell. And it'll be 3rd down for Aberdeen. Mark the ball back to the 34-yard line. And now we have a timeout on the field again. Again, Huron maybe conserving clock. Loss of 2 on the play. And it'll be 3rd and 5 for Aberdeen at the 34. Clock stopped on the timeout. We'll take another timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
We stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Third and five from the 34 for Aberdeen. Huron uses their second timeout, conserving time, hoping they can get the ball back. Aberdeen with the third and five. They'll have Erickson right to the right of the quarterback, Anderson. Ligon in the pistol back, and Anderson to throw. Steps up. He's in trouble, and he's going to go down. First sack of the season for the Huron Tigers, as coming out on top of that is Hunter Fenske. Fenske with the first sack of the season for Huron, and Huron burns their final timeout after the loss of two. Fourth down and seven. Aberdeen going to punt. We'll take another break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
New Era in Orthopedic Care. HRNC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Aberdeen punting, and a nice high kick. Going to be fielded by Moding at the 35. Comes right in a nice open field tackle. That was Bush with the return, but a nice open field tackle by Cordell Reichlich. But Huron does get the ball back off the Aberdeen punt. First and 10 at around the 35-yard line. 2:07 to go. Huron out of timeouts, but they do have the ball back. They'll spot it at the 38-yard line, their own 38. 2:07 to go here in the first half. Aberdeen up 7-0. They had a big play in the first quarter. Other than that, Huron's had plenty of opportunities but haven't been able to finish off drives. McNeil, short drop, and the pass incomplete. Looking for Bubba Peterson. Would have been about 5 yards upfield. Incomplete, second down and 10. Clock stops on the incomplete with 2:04 to go here in the first half. Final, Sioux Falls Jefferson defeated Mitchell 63-0. Halftime, Pier 28, Watertown 6. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. I assume Yankton Tees went final, but I haven't seen it. Back to pass, McNeil now rolling out, trying to get loose to the near sideline of the ball deflected. Standing right in the passing lane for Aberdeen was Tate Huff. Incomplete. It'll be third and 10 for Huron from the 38-yard line. And the pocket broke down. McNeil good at keeping plays alive with his legs. He had to come off to the near side of the field, though, so he kind of ran out of real estate a little more quickly than he would have liked. Third and 10 for Huron from their own 37-yard line. Two receivers left, one right, and back to pass. McNeil looking left, looking, going to throw deep, far sideline. Man is there, but it's intercepted by Aberdeen, far sideline at the 38, coming up the right sideline, still going, and finally knocked out of bounds. Moding was open briefly, but the Aberdeen defensive back flag comes in at the end of the play. And I believe, trying to see who that was with the interception, I'm not 100% sure, and a big return afterward, and a flag came in after the play, which might go against Huron. Aberdeen's going to have good field position. The return came all the way back to the 35, second interception of the first half for McNeil. And Aberdeen will have the ball with a minute 45 to go and two timeouts left. No, this is actually going to be on Aberdeen, the flag on Aberdeen. I thought it would go on Huron just the way it came out. I did not see the signal, but they mark it back to the 49. So I think that was a 15-yard penalty, but I'm not even sure on that. Third penalty, 32 yards. That's what we'll go with. And Aberdeen has it first and 10 near midfield from the 49. The pitchback Ligon gets a kick out, and then he'll be caught from behind after a gain of a couple. Mason Juergens held his ground in there. Holden Hague came in to be the first man on the stop. Ligon gets a gain of about three on the play. It'll be second and 7. Aberdeen has have their two timeouts in their pocket, but right now this lets the clock run here. Late second quarter, minute 20 to go in the first half. Aberdeen with a second and 7 at the Huron 46-yard line. Receivers left and right, wing to the left, and handoff. Ligon up the middle, and looked like the play they scored on. He's going to get close to the first down, tackled at about the 41. Connor Johnson in on the stop along with C.J. Gainey. And it's going to be third and about, or are they going to measure? I think they're going to measure. Nope, it's going to be third and 2. Aberdeen does. No, Aberdeen not using a timeout. We have an injured Golden Eagle after that play. Aberdeen's going to have a third and 2 at the 41-yard line, and an official's timeout with 55 seconds to go in the first half. Aberdeen has third and 2 at the Huron 41-yard line, and the injured Golden Eagle is up walking off under his own power. I believe that might be Erickson, the fullback. So it's not a timeout, and we're just back on the ball here. So third and 2 from the 41-yard line. So once everybody gets lined up, we're going to wind the clock. Aberdeen comes out with an I formation. Again, Anderson, the backup at quarterback. Ligon is the deep back on third and 2. Officials doing a little waiting on the ball, and well, they're going to say, don't roll the clock. I'm not sure why. Inside handoff up the middle. The fullback very close to the first down. That wasn't Erickson, though. I think that might have been Birch on the carry. Nope, it was the kicker, Dahlman, who's listed as a tight end. Dahlman with the carry, and it is enough for the first down. Needed two, got two. First and 10 for Aberdeen. Fourth first down of the first half for Aberdeen. They have it first and 10 from the 39-yard line. Clock rolls, still not using the timeouts. We're inside of 40 seconds to go. First and 10. There's a jump by Huron. You know, the right tackle for Aberdeen, when he went set, he kind of exaggerated the movement, I thought. But again, the call goes on Huron. It'll be first and 5. Fourth penalty, 25 yards on Huron. And Aberdeen will get the ball down to the 34-yard line with 32 seconds to go here in the first half. And Aberdeen has two timeouts, showing no inclination to use them right now. Pistol formation for Anderson. He wants to pass, steps up, going to throw deep near sideline. The pass complete inside the 10. It'll be first and goal. Put it in there. Logan Leyendecker was there defensively. The catch made by Eisenbeis. It'll be first and goal for Aberdeen at about the 3-yard line. Gain of 31 on the play. That was a play that Huron's tried to hit on. Has it, and now Aberdeen will use their second timeout with 26 seconds to go. Aberdeen first and goal at the 3. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
The Great Big Small Bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, independent and family-owned for 6 generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com. Member FDIC.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
First and goal, Aberdeen from the 3 as they try to punch one in here late in the second quarter. 26 seconds left. Aberdeen, one timeout remaining. Erickson is back in, and they have a lineman in the backfield eligible, but a power eye on first and goal from the 3. And the handoff to Lycan in the backfield. He's going to be hit back at the four. Maybe gets back to line of scrimmage. He ran into Bubba Peterson. Connor Johnson came in to help finish it off. And Aberdeen going to burn their final timeout here. Now the hit was back at the five, and it is going to be a loss of a yard on the play for Lycan. We'll set up second and goal from the four. 21 seconds to go. Aberdeen uses their final timeout. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Second and goal from the four for Aberdeen, 21.2 seconds to go. Shotgun now for the goal. Nope, it is under center. No, it is a shotgun. And a high snap, and they're going to be hit for a loss. It was a high snap, and that was a direct snap to Brody Aesop. He loses a couple yards. Now Aberdeen hustling to get a field goal try off here. 4-3, they get the snap off. The kick is up, and it is good. They hit the field goal at the half, and Aberdeen takes a 10-0 lead into the locker room. Say a 27-yard field goal on the kick by Joey Dahlman at the half. Aberdeen 10, Huron 0. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, then back here with halftime here at Aberdeen. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.